That was, you say, you'd rather save a certain amount of meal, three meals for Shabbos. So, if the fire broke out on Yom Kippur, you'd rather save for Shabbos, because you're not going to be able to prepare new food for Shabbos. But from Shabbos to Yom Kippur, you cannot do. If you're on Shabbos, then there's no need for Yom Kippur, because you're not going to eat on Yom Kippur. The question is, you never have Yom Kippur on a Sunday, so it's not really Megillah Maaser. So, plain to say, it's coming to tell you what happened if Yom Kippur came around on Thursday. And you know that on Friday the stores are closed, so you know to buy things on Thursday. Well, in this case, you buy them on Wednesday. So you ought to take out food for Shabbos so that you'll have food for Shabbos, because otherwise you won't have food for Shabbos if only food is burned. Have a Yom Kippurim, the Motzei, Yom Kippurim, Matzilim, Motzei, Suza, Achas. If it happened at Yom Kippur, then you ought to save one meal for Motzei, Yom Kippur, so you have something to eat after the fast. The fire did break out on Shabbos. It did not permit you to save food for a Motzei Yom Kippur meal. Because over here, since it broke out on Shabbos, a little more machmir about doing things on Shabbos. But you do Motzei Yom Kippur. Yes, Hashem, you find a good neighbor. Sifei matzilim lechoyu lezokim l'raftim kibbeinini. Whether a person is a sick or an elderly person, which eats less, or a person who is a type of person who eats more, Chazal limited to three regular meals. Sometimes you get more than you need, sometimes you get a little bit less than you want. Not necessarily that you need. Sizzbob. If you have two separate kelim, you can't fill up one with three sizzbobs and one with more. So you have matzilim afilu yishu meyas sizzbobs. If you have one big kli, you fill it up with as much as you want. Afilu peyas talitha v'kipul, the hevi, the soichai, the chos of v'kipul, you open up your talis, and then you fill it up with food, and then you close it up again, and you take it out inside the talis. It's also most of the kimshim mostly echo b'fama achas. There's a chazal didn't want for a person to go back and forth multiple times, or even fill up multiple kelim, because that can of course get distracted from Shabbos and chas v'sholem inadvertently putting out the fire. But it's a one-time thing, even though you think out a lot, that chazal permitted. See the Zion, muta l'hatik v'tashmishu, shvichu v'lektim ha'yoy, and place it in the kitchen. Any type of kli that you need for a suda, which includes the plates and the spoons and the forks and the knives and the cups, is included in the amount you have to take out for that suda. Sifchet, the loyvish komashi, you have to leave the loyvish to make the person could wear as much as he could put on himself, goes out, undresses, the place of the loyvish to make the poishe. Yet they didn't limit you to the amount of clothing that you wear on the Shabbos, but it says that as long as you're not carrying out the clothing, and you're wearing the clothing, then you can go back and forth. That's enough of the heck, and that will prevent you from putting out the fire. But there's a more stringent opinion that says no. So just like fresh food, you can't go back and forth. Also, by clothing, you can't go back and forth. The more lenient opinion says that wearing clothing is more of a shinui because you're not carrying it. By the food, you're carrying it back and forth. Here, you're wearing the clothing. If that's so that tell other people, well, I have a lot of food at home, come take out the three suzas worth of food. It's not going to ask them to do it for me, because for himself, he only has three meals worth. If they don't really need the food, they're also allowed to take out three suzas worth of food. Chayon says that the biggest finish, that if they come by themselves to tell you for this person, and they don't need the food for themselves, they're allowed to take it out as much as they want. If you're taking it for yourself, if you're taking out for the malavayis, you can take out more, because we said that's what you want to help. And we said, Shane, there's less of a chash you can put out the fire, because it's not your house, it's burning down. And the other people could also wear as many garments as they could put on themselves. Also, more than that, says the Mishabru over here, by the case of wearing the clothing, you could say, do me a favor, help me save my garments by wearing them. So just like before, we said there's a leniency when you wear the clothing, because it's more recognizable. You're not just carrying it. So also over here, you know, you're not allowed to tell them, save food for me. You're not allowed to do that at all. But you're allowed to tell them, save my garments by wearing them. We told them a lesson, save for yourself. That implies that it's anyway going to burn down, so you might as well take it for yourself. Which he put a hope on it, and therefore it's a hefker. And he said, they can keep it for themselves. Just the other. They prefer to return it to the owner and take payment for their services. They can do that also. Why is it not Schar Shabbos? Because he's doing a service for them. Because the Maaser, at the time they took it, it was Hefker. So he can't demand money for it. At the end, they did a mistake and they gave it back to him. And they're not doing him a full toifer. They want some compensation, but that's not really considered that. It was stolen on Shabbos. It's just compensation for the fact that he gave it back after Shabbos. Says Yud. So we're saying anything we said till now, you could take that only to the chutz that is an eruv. Now the question is, what are we talking about? Are we talking about carrying food, which is more obvious, that you can't carry something to the chutz that doesn't have an eruv? Or are we talking about even taking out the malbushim and the clothing when you're wearing them, and that you can take even to the shoes of rabbin, because it's not considered carrying? So the first opinion, which is the opinion of the Machavish that we just read, says, no, that over here they made a special tana that you can only take the chutz merevis even if you're wearing the clothing, even though there's no problem with chaytah, it's not a problem with carrying it, but be more masculine than usual because of this issue of fire that you don't want a person to do too many things and maybe inadvertently get involved in putting out the fire. Where the shmekila masculine shayna merevis, the more lenient opinion is talking about when you're wearing the garments, you're allowed to take it to a place that doesn't have an eruv, even though it's just around because you're not carrying it, you're wearing it. It's extra shash, maybe you can do something, then I thought you should have. But in respect to Muslim Gimel Sudas, or Kli Tashmishim, in respect to the food, or the kelim used for eating, those things are things that you carry, that everybody agrees that you cannot take to places that you're supposed to carry to.